Welcome to the Christmas Joy Podcast. Today is December 11th, and it is 14 days until Christmas Day. Hey everyone, I'm Chris Ann Blair, Christmas coach and founder of ChristmasOrganizing.com, and I'm here to share with you tips and ideas to help you calm the Christmas chaos by creating a Christmas plan. Without a plan at Christmas, you can easily get overwhelmed, overspend, overcommit, leave Christ out of Christmas, and more. Don't let Christmas chaos lead to Christmas stress. You deserve to enjoy the Christmas season. Today, I want to share with you about grocery shopping. Those of you who were part of the Christmas crunch in November heard my grocery shopping adventure when I was first married. You see, I did not plan and just went to the store and bought the things I needed to make all the baked goods I grew up with. I never once thought about the cost, and it showed. When I got to the checkout, my total was around $200. That was my entire grocery fund for the month of December. I learned a very valuable lesson. So, to help you avoid some of the mistakes I made, I want to share some tips with you. First, find your recipes. Go around and find all your recipes, and if you do not have one, but you know how to make it, create a recipe card for it. To make things easier, make copies so each recipe is on a full-size sheet of paper and add it to your Christmas notebook so it's easy to find. Second, make your list. Using your recipes, create a grocery shopping list and make note of the date you will need the items for so you can make sure you don't miss them on a shopping trip. The last thing to do is to divide your list in several ways. First, decide on how many grocery shopping trips you will be making between now and Christmas. Create a shopping list for each trip with a column for perishables and a column for non-perishables, using your needed date as a guide to what you need to buy when. Keep these lists with you as you shop and mark items off as you purchase them. And don't forget, you can purchase non-perishables from other trips if time and/or money allows. Now, the final tip I want to share with you may cost a little bit more, but could save you money in the long run. Consider using a shopping service where you can order your groceries based on your list and only your list. This is how it saves you money because you are not buying other things, and either pick them up curbside or have them delivered. Are you ready to tackle the grocery store with a plan? Thank you for joining me today for this episode of the Christmas Joy Podcast. During the month of December, we will be having a podcast each day to help you through what can be a chaotic month. In January, the podcast will be once a week and follow our yearly planning schedule to create a Christmas notebook. I've created over 100 plus forms for Christmas planning. The forms are available to Candy Cane Club members via Patreon at the $2 a month and above level. All Patreon members receive early access to our podcast, ebooks, and more. I invite you to join me as a patron to get first access to planning for Christmas. Your membership allows us to keep the Christmas Organizing website free of those annoying banner and pop-up ads for as little as $12 a year. Visit ChristmasOrganizing.com for more information, and don't forget to sign up for our free newsletter and join us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. Until next time, wishing everyone a Merry Christmas filled with joy.